If you want to know the secret sauce to leadership and success in anything, I think this is central: service. So it's time to revisit this crucial concept so you can reintegrate it into your ongoing development. That's this week on the Badass Agile Podcast. Greetings, team. Welcome to the Badass Agile Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Williams. Hey, everybody, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining. I hope everyone's enjoying these last few weeks and days leading up to the holiday season. Get festive, get happy, spend time with friends and family, and above all, remember, be safe. Now, service is so central to what we do, or at least it should be. So I want you to refocus on service this week and see what it does for you and your practice. But first, let's remember why we're here: to create an elite tribe of leaders who truly serve their clients and communities by doing what matters and what works, relentlessly chasing value and excellence like a badass. There's so many resources about what you need to do to be agile, but we're focused on who you need to become in order to lead teams. So let's hammer down those fundamentals to create a unique and powerful force in this industry. And remember, if this helps you, tell your friends. So let's check in on these fundamentals. Remember, anyone can have a vision, a picture, a reason for being even. But what certifies or validates that your reason is good? And why does that matter? Well, remember, wrong intention shows up. Do you ever meet a sneaky devil? It's not so much what they say, but how they speak, how they stand, how they look at you that kind of tips you off. You can't hide selfishness or greed. It crawls up through your skin and your hair and your teeth. It just kind of surfaces. It shows up. And likewise, you can't hide charity or service. It shows up through the nobility and certainty and honesty of your speech, your stance, and your movement. Well, what is that exactly that shows up? When you serve, you're locked into the other person. You understand what they value, and you place a higher value on them gaining what they want rather than you getting what you want. When you live to edify, to delight, to help others, they'll remember you for your uncanny ability to connect and to deliver results. But service means sacrifice. You have to give without a thought of your own benefit or profit in return. You have to constantly forget your own goals and objectives, at least for now, at least in the team rooms and the boardrooms, and get hyper-focused instead on what your customer wants. It means constantly asking questions and stepping outside your own shoes so that you can really know and feel and intuit what they truly want, because they won't always tell you. It means setting aside things that you want to spend time on if it could be better spent on the people you serve. It means constantly giving, and sometimes it means giving away your time, your knowledge, your product or service for free. Think of this podcast, for example. It's a big part of how a lot of people like myself serve, and it means a tremendous amount of work and planning and writing and executing without ever getting a paycheck. That's just part of the deal. Now, another thing you have to realize is you've got to let go of your assumptions about what other people value. You have to stop thinking the way you have always thought, because you have to realize you're in an echo chamber. You have to get out of that echo chamber and really see your clients and teams, maybe for the first time. You might also have to look at yourself really honestly for the first time, because up to this point in your life, you've gotten by thinking the way you think, acting the way you act. And all of the assumptions and all of the habits and all of the biases and all of the training that you ship with when you arrive at today might have to be undone, because they might be, even partially, wrong. And these are hard things. These are things we're not used to doing. You might have to work around the clock. So part of the day goes to your clients and their needs. Part of the day goes to leveling up your game and improving your ability to serve. And then part of it goes to your needs, your family's needs, your side hobbies, your passions, and so on. And this isn't going to be over in a few months. This could take years. It may even take your whole life. But even though service is massive, hard work, serving in this way has big benefits. When you serve, people can't wait to see you. People trust you and your opinions. People bring you back for repeat business. People refer you to their friends and their colleagues. People will support you when you need it most. People promote you. Because when you live only to benefit yourself, you just blend into the background of all the other self-centered, inward-seeking people and organizations on the planet. Service, on the other hand, requires that you're able to look outside of yourself, to experience yourself as they experience you, to experience the world, therefore, as they do, to be in touch with their needs and their wants, to understand what they value, and to make it your mission to deliver it. In my life, I've been blessed most greatly by those who felt that I offered myself selflessly. And oftentimes this means I gave of my time freely and without ever sending a bill. It means that I went above and beyond and added personal touches or value that they couldn't get anywhere else. It means that I cared. I cared about my customers as people. It means I cared about my customers' customers. And it means I was able to understand what success looks like for them, not just for me, and was subsequently able to turn that into an offering that they can truly benefit from. And a funny thing happens. And this is why I always say there's nothing new in Agile, guys. It's all your grandma's home-cooked wisdom. When you truly give of yourself, only then can you truly receive. Want some more inspiration to help stay sharp and reinforce the badass Agile mindsets and practices? Then stop in every weekday and grab the latest iteration of my new book. Go to badassagile.com and subscribe to get the coming week's pages right in your inbox, or check it out at medium.com. Just search for the working title, Field Notes for the Agile Leader. Folks, thank you for listening. You can reach out at badassagile.com or find me on Twitter @badass_agile. And I'll see you next time.